So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So, Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisance on all your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable association to all
of us. Hare Krishna Mataji, I should thank you. You are giving me the opportunity. Hare Krishna.
So,
can I take over?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. Lord instructs Srila Goswami and text number 222 onwards. Santere guna dasya sevana sakya duihaya dasere sambrama gaurava seva sakya vishwasamaya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The qualities of Shantaras and the service of Dasyaras are both present on the platform of Sakyaras. On the platform of fraternity, the qualities of Dasyaras are mixed with the confidence of fraternity instead of veneration. Text number 223. Kande chade kande chadaya kare kridaranam Krishna seva Krishna karaye apana sevanam. On the Sakyaras platform, the devotees sometimes offer the Lord's service and sometimes make Krishna's service in exchange. In their mock fighting, the cowards boys would sometimes climb on Krishna's shoulder and sometimes they would make Krishna climb on their shoulder. 24. Vishrama pradana sakya gaurava sambramahina ateva sakya rasera tina guna china. Even remuneration are absent on the platform of fraternity. Since this rasa is predominated by service imbued with confidence, therefore sakya rasa is characterized by the qualities of three rasas. Mamata adhika Krishna atma samajnana ateva sakya rasere vasa bhagavan. On the platform of Sakyaras, the Supreme Personality of the Godhead is controlled by the devotees who are intimate with Him and think themselves equal to Him. Vatsalya santere guna dasere sevana se se savaniratyan nama palanam. On the platform parental love, the qualities of Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, etc. are transformed into the form of service called maintenance. Sakyara gunam asankocha agaurava saras mamatadika tadanam bharsanavyavaraham. The essence of fraternal love is intimate, is devoid of formality and veneration found in dasaras. Due to the greater sense of intimacy, the devotee's functioning in parental love chastises and rebukes the Lord in an ordinary way. Apanara palaka jnana Krishna palya jnana chari gune vasyalya rasa amrata samanam. On the platform parental love, the devotees consider himself the Lord's maintainer. Thus the Lord is the object of maintenance, like a son. And therefore this mellow is full of qualities of four rasas, shantaras, dasyaras, fraternity and parental. This is more transcendental nectar. Purport. In his Amrata Pravava Bhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a short summary of this complicated description of the different rasas. He states that by becoming firmly fixed in Lord's service, one is devoid of all material desire. These are two transcendent qualities on the Shantaras platform. Just as sound vibrations are found in all material elements, the two qualities of Shantaras are spread throughout all the other transcendental mellows, which are known as Dasyaras, Sankaras, Vatsalaras and Madhuras. Although the Shantaras, there is attachment of Krishna, neva and veneration, Since the two valuable transcendent qualities of this rasa, attachment to Krishna and detachment to omnipotence, exist, nonetheless, the sense of intimacy is lacking. The reason of this is that Shantarasa's attachment to impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma is prominent. In other words, the sense of intimacy is by one thinks Krishna is an only shelter and friend is absent in Shantarasa because one accepts Krishna as the impersonal Parabrahma or localized Paramatma. This understanding is based on the speculative knowledge of Jnani. However, when this knowledge is further developed, one is convinced that the Paramatma, Supreme Lord, is the master of all that living entity, is eternal servant. One then attains the platform of Dasyaras, and Dasyaras is the Lord, is accepted with even veneration. With the service, active service that is absent in Shantaras becomes prominent in Dasyaras. In other words, Dasyaras, the quality of Shantaras are present. The service also becomes predominantly visible. Similarly, when the same rasa is developed in fraternity, Sakyaras, a friendly intimacy is added. There is no even veneration in Sakyaras. Therefore, Sakyaras is invested with the qualities of three ras, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya. Similarly, on the platform parental love, the qualities of Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, and fully developed in another form. Then sense of maintaining the Lord. Therefore, on the platform of parental love, there exists a combination of qualities of all four transcendental mellow, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and parental. The mellow of parental puts the devotee in the position of maintainer. Indeed, without formality of the devotees, takes the position of maintainer and regards the Lord as the object of maintaining. Thus, on the platform of parental love, the qualities of four transcendental mellows of love, Krishna present. Se amrata nande bhakta sadupana panen Krishna bhakta vasa guna kahe Ishvara jani janem. The exchange of spiritual happiness between Krishna and his devotees, in which Krishna is controlled by his devotees, compared to the ocean of nectar in which the devotees can Krishna plunge. This is the verdict of learned scholars who appreciate Krishna's opulence. Idriksha lilabi ananda kundem sagosha nimajantam makyapayantam tadiyeshu tadneshu bhakta jitatvam puna prematastam shatavriti vandem. Again, let me offer my humble obeisances, respectful obeisances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh my Lord, I offer my obeisances hundreds and thousands of times with all affection because it is your personal pastime. You plunge the gopis into the ocean of nectar, appreciating your opulence. Devotees generally declare that you are always subjugated by their feelings. This verse is from Damodarashtakam Padma Purana. Madhura Rasam Krishna Nishta Seva Atishaya Sakyere Asankocha Lalanam Mamata Adikyahaya. On the platform of conjugal love, attachment for Krishna, rendering service unto him, the relaxed feeling of fraternity and the feelings of maintenance all increase in intimacy. Pantabhave Nijanga Diya Karena Sevanam Ateva Madhura Rasere. Hare Krishna. Rasere Haya Panchaguna. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you.
Yes. On the platform of conjugal love, the devotees offer his body in the service of the Lord. Thus, on the platform of the transcendent qualities of all five rasas present, attachment to Krishna in Shantaras, rendering service in Lord in Dasyaras, rendering relaxed service in fraternity and giving parental love with feeling maintenance of combined on the platform conjugal love, and the devotee wants to serve the Lord by offering him his personal body. These are the qualities of the other rasas combined to form a nectar of conjugal love. On this platform, all the different feelings a devotee has imagined. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all the rasas. Om Ajnana Kimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Sada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagunala Gunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Advaitam Savadutam Parijana Asaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamcham E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranana Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Beksha Krapa Sindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine. So we are reading all the five rasas which instructs Lord instructs Srila Goswami, and he is relating all these rasas how when we talk about rasas, one is included in other rasas. He is telling Shantaras about Shantaras, how some of them are in the platform of only platform of super soul, that is Chit, because they are not experiencing anything. They are having that relation because of the Jnana. The Jnana is mixed with karma kanda, and that is why they are only enjoying the only that shantaras. Whereas when you go to the second ras, which is also known as dasyaras, when you are in dasyaras, already shantaras is there. We know that. So dasyaras is with the avant reverence, because veneration, that is also known as. So when we have that quality, when we serve, because we know that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we don't keep, just like, you know, Sakyaras, we don't keep that, you know, very near, we can climb everything in Sakyaras. Here we keep a distance from the Lord, thinking he's the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So whenever we do that, even Hanuman, if you see the example of Dasyaras, how he was serving Lord Ram without any sleep or anything. Day and night he was serving. He was thinking only of Lord. How can I please Lord? So he was serving the Lord in that mood. But again, there is a distance, you know, is kept in between him and the Lord. That is known as, you know, heaven veneration. So in that mood, one cannot understand the Lord fully. Even Lord is not very much pleased in that, when you are in Dasyaras, because he wants to serve. There's a competition between a pure devotee. He wants to serve the devotee, and devotee wants to serve the Lord. There's a competition. So that competition, Lord likes much in that way. But again, we know that parental love, that is. There, Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all Devaki, all these people want to control the Lord, and Lord allows them to control, because he wants to enjoy that ras also. There are many, many rasas. This is my five main rasas, and seven other rasas are there. But when we, in the material world, our understanding is much more less, because our intelligence doesn't allow us to have all these rasas. There, every rasa is like ocean. When you dip inside the ocean, then you will understand how deep it is, how these rasas are, mellows are, how this juice, what you call it, mellow, we can understand it. So here, again, Muni says that Dhamarashtakam, that is in Padma Purana, Idriksha Leelabhi Ananda Kunde, means this Damodara pastime is a transcendental pastime because it's an ocean of transcendental bliss. We know that Kartik Mahin comes, we all month, that's longest festival in our Gaudiya. You know, every day we offer ghee lamp to the Lord Damodara and we contemplate how Yashoda can find him, how he can be born, such a supreme personality of the Godhead. Because of the love and affection, she can bind him because of her endeavor. And Krishna shows that mercy. So, if you're looking that into that, where it is said that I'm paying obeisance to Supreme Lord because thousands of times, because affection, because of your personal pastime, you plunge the gopis into the ocean of nectar. When Krishna was with the gopis, they were dancing, and in between they were proud, he left them. He left them not because he wanted to punish them, he wants to increase the love of the gopis. When they started thinking, where is Lord? They were asking trees, they were asking Tulsi, they were asking everyone, where is Krishna? When Narayan came in front of them also, they were paying obeisance, but they're asking, where is Krishna? So it shows their attachment. And here, in the Sakya also, when Krishna is allowing his friends to be defeated, Sri Dama and other people, and he can, carry Sri Dama, or sometimes Sri Dama carries Krishna, there is some type of mock fighting, they call it. So this mock fighting, one defeats other and Krishna allows himself. One of the time Krishna said, I cannot carry anyone. So I don't want to, carry anyone. Then all the friends said, yes, we will not take you in our games. You can go home. That is again, Krishna is very much worried. If I go home, what I can do without friends? That's one way of, is surrendering to his Sakyas. So when we know that our Arjuna was a friend of Krishna and how he supported him all the time, they were inseparable. So Krishna never wants to separate. He wants to tell Yashoda Mai, I will come. And she calls for his lunch and dinner sometimes. Then she said, I will play for some more time. So he is enjoying in all the rasas. Not that he is not enjoying in Dasyaras, but there is little limitation comes when Shanta and Dasyaras comes. When Sakyaras comes, the limitation is expanded. So when it comes to parental love, it is like a controlling. Krishna can be controlled by their parents and other elderly gopis. When he wants to bring something, shoes of Nanda Maharaj, he can do it with very difficulties, falling down. Everyone is enjoying. When gopis want him to dance, so they sing and Krishna is to dance according to their tune. So he is allowing himself, Supreme Personality of the, allowing himself to get that mellow, that ras in the parental, ras. And when it comes to Madhurya ras, he allows gopis to have, enjoy with them for transcendental bliss. It is not like mundane enjoyment. It is much more there in the spiritual body. One should not be underestimate Lord's pastime in 10th canto. We know that. Because Krishna wants to give opportunity. He tested them. He teased them. So many things he did. And he wants to give his taste. Because they know that there is no other things in the world more dear to them. So they sacrifice everything for the sake of, Krishna's enjoyment. They want to serve him anyway, because they're in the highest mood. Sometimes they think Krishna is not different from them, because they want to make Krishna as more relishable in every way. So that's why they surrender more of the thing. Here, we know that there is only one Nayaka. That is Krishna. Other people are all hero, and he is only one hero. We know that all other people are called as Sakis. So here, the prime in that is Radharani. We know that. So sometimes when the Naika, who is envious, proud, deceitful, easily angered, and boastful in favor, he is called Dhiro Datta Anukula Naika. So Dakshina Naika is simple and honest, who does not give up respect, awe, and submissive love of his previous beloved. Even when he gives his heart to another Naika, one who is equally disposed to many words, many heroines also called Dakshina Naika. So Sata Naika is there. Sata Naika is endeavoring in the presence of his beloved, but he secretly commits grave offense by acting in an involving manner behind her back. We know that Krishna is the most, one way, he enjoys all the gopis. Sometimes they are messengers. They are known as servant, assistant. So these people, when they go, Krishna teases them. But many people know their limitations. So they are not, you know, submissive to Krishna. They will come back because they serve Radharani more. So here, Krishna is the only Naika and there is no one beside him. That one Krishna is Purna in Dwarka, Purnatara more perfect in Mathura, and Purnatma most perfect in Vraja. He is both Pati and Upapati in all these three places. Thus he is 2 × 3, 6 types of Naika. Furthermore, because of the four categories beginning with Dhirutta, he embodies 6.4. 6 × 4, that is 24 types. Then again, because he is a primal Naika, actually, charming gopis. Most of themselves of Vraja, with whom Vajendra Nandana Shyam Sundar performs pastimes, are in Parakiya Bhav. Because Madhurya Rasa does not fully develop without Parakiya. The rest of the charming ladies of Dwarka Puri remains limited by their marital relationship. Where is the rasa of the female residents in Vraja who possesses the Shuddha Kama from which Krishna derives the utmost happiness is unrestricted Akunta. So here, we should not forget that whatever Krishna does is transcendental. Because we are in a mundane platform, we can't think of what is this Parakya rasa. Better we not talk much about this rasa, because we misunderstood by many people. So here, Krishna says these five rasas, how they are feeling, how they are subjugated, how they are, you know, plunge in the ocean of nectar. And Krishna also plunges at the same time. And they get the utmost transcendental happiness because of that. These gopis are not ordinary, we know that. They are expansion of Radharani, one thing. And their business is to chant the glories of the both hero and heroine. Hero is Krishna, heroine is Radharani. And create the situation the hero is attracted to heroine and vice versa. Induce both of them approach each other. Surrender to Krishna. They make jovial atmosphere is created. And the assurance of enjoy their pastime. Dress and decorated both hero and heroine. And expertise in expressing their desire. Conceal the faults of the heroine. Cheat their husband and relatives to educate. Enable both hero and heroine to meet proper time and fan hero and heroine to converse in motion to perfect heroine by various means. So here Krishna is tree and Radharani is creepers. Gopis are the twigs, flowers, leaves. Gopis is happy derived from Krishna and Radharani is 10 million times greater than derived from the creeper. So we should know that they are in the highest platform. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give this mellow, different mellows to, you know, knowledge to Srila Rupa Goswami. Of course, Rupa Goswami is also part of their sakis. So we know that Rupa Manjari. So he's a Manjari, so he knows most of the things. But he wants to give this knowledge because further Rupa Goswami, nectar of devotion and everything, he can give it back to many of the people to understand without, you know, misunderstanding Krishna and Radharani and gopis. That's how Rupa Goswami is, you know, writing is the greatest book he has written is Nectar of Devotion. So we should know that by understanding this knowledge, we can come near to Lord. So one of the time, Prabhupada was, walking. A patch of yellow grass was there when he was walking. And he was pointing to the yellow grass. Why the grass yellow when other grass are green? Gurudas offered some practical reasons. Because of the nature of the soil, because of too much rain, and so much forth. Prabhupada said, no, this grass is yellow because it is detached from the root. All plants get their nourishment from their roots. As soon as they are detached from their roots, there is difficulty. Similarly, we are in difficulty in this material world because we have become detached from Krishna. As soon as we are attached to Krishna, our lives become successful. So the Prabhupada is hinting us, we are trying to detach from Krishna, which will make us, in this world, slog every time and come back every time. Once we are attached to Krishna, in any way, there is some hope that we can go back to Godhead. So Krishna says, he is not partial to anyone. Samoham sarvak bhuteshu namadveshe asti na priya ye bhajanti tu mam bhakta maite te sucha piyam. I envy no one, nor I am partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but moreover, render service unto me in devotion as a friend. He is in me and I am also friend of him. Krishna says, who can we have his friends? Because one who serves him and takes service from Krishna as a friend, he is never lost. Because he is always friend. He is always available for any mischief, anything is there to give advice. This is what whenever we turn to our super soul, when we are in distress, when you are in not understanding, our spiritual master, they will guide us properly. Where is the problem in our life? So once we understand this, then there is really a better things for us. Again he says, Api chetasu sudduracharo bhajate mam ananyabhak sadur evacha mantaiva samyug vivasita hisha. If one commits the most abnormal action, if he is engaged in devotion service, he is considered saintly because he is properly seated with determination. So here he says, our determination should be one, that is Krishna consciousness, all the time, 24/7 and 365 days. Then sadur eva, he is saintly, because some of the fault one who conducts, we should not be looking into that, because he is properly situated, and determination in Krishna consciousness is very important for him. So when he thinks of only Krishna, because like that even Kamsa was thinking most of the time Krishna, but it is in other way, it is not the proper way. There also Krishna comes and give him the whatever necessary salvation he is getting. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of, because he has come in the mood of Radharani, so he can talk many, many days to Rupa Goswami. And when Rupa Goswami was very intelligent, like Sanatana Goswami, he can get things very fast. And whatever this five rasas mainly is talking about in this chapter, we should understand that we should be expiring from, except Shantaras, which doesn't reciprocate much. We can have Dasyaras, Sakyaras, parental love, and Madhuriras. So when we have got Vasyalaras, one of them aspiring, we can be reciprocated with Krishna. Krishna reciprocates in so many ways. So many ways. Even Prabhupada many times, he went to an ecstasy when he was singing Radha Damodar, or not singing Radha Damodar, and other people started chanting Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, one or two times. But on some of the neophytes were objecting, we are coming in between Prabhupada and his ecstasy. Then they asked him, directly approached him and asked him what we should do. Then Prabhupada said, I don't think I am going in that stage many times. one or two times, yes, that you can chant Hare Krishna if you want, because it doesn't disturb me. So one of the time, Narottam Das, I think it's tomorrow is his appearance day. So he was also in transcendent mood, and his other Brahmins were, you know, talking. Now how can he can live such a way that nobody knows when he left the body? Then his disciple was calling him back, Guru Maharaj, please come. These people are talking all nonsense here. So please come. So Narottam Das was in, you know, having pastime with Radharani and other things. He immediately came. One of the time, Rupa Goswami also went in ecstasy because he was in looking how Krishna, you know, having pastime with Radharani, how there was a Krishna is making fun of Radharani and he's leaving, you know. So that time Rupa Goswami saw that pastime and he started laughing. And by the time there was a Krishna seva was there, he was passing. And he has got a, you know, in the leg some deficiencies there. He was limping on the leg. So Rupa Goswami laughed, not because he was passing in the same time. But after he went, Rupa Goswami could not connect with that pastime. He was wondering what happened. So this Krishna Das was very, very, you know, sad, because Rupa Goswami, he was thinking Rupa Goswami laughed at him. But actually it was different. But when he talked, why he didn't get that vision again. Then he was consulting with Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami said, you have done some Vaishnava prat. That's why you could not get it. So what you do, you invite all the people, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, for the prasad. If one who doesn't come, that means you have done Vaishnava prat. So that Krishna Das has not come. So therefore that in prasad. Then Rupa Goswami goes to him and asks him, why you didn't come? He said, you laughed when I walked in front of you. And I felt, you know, very, very bad. And that's why I was thinking, why you, you know, make mimicry of you, mock of me. So Rupa Goswami told him, it's not like that. I was, you know, in the pastime of the Lord Krishna and Radharani, and Krishna is, how Krishna is, you know, making, cheating and mocking at Radharani, I laughed. But it is not because of your event. My eyes was closed. I never seen you. But you thought, your reciprocation was like that. You thought, I am mocking you. Please pardon me if I have done that. So this is shows how grateful these people are, how grateful these six Goswamis are. That they never want, they never did anything, but even then they can ready to ask their, you know, pardon to them, because they think they should not hurt. This is the mood of Goswamis. When we follow the footsteps of Goswamis, this is also should be our mood. We should not do anything knowingly, unknowingly. With unknowingly also, many times we do that. Our intention may not be that, but we are doing that. We are celebrating Nityananda Trayodashi. Today is in India also Nityananda Trayodashi. Some of them of us, you know, already celebrated Nityananda Trayodashi, which is more important than any other festival, if you think in one way. Nityananda Prabhu is our, you know, guru, prime guru. Actually, all this disciple association comes from him and Balaram. Balaram and Nityananda are not different. That's why this is a Paramaguru, one way. So we have to take shelter of him, because he is the shelter, he is the everything in our life. Because without him, nothing can come. When we praise Nityananda Lord and please him, some of the demigods are easily pleased, and they give temporary benediction. When Nityananda Prabhu is pleased, he will give us a permanent place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. So it is very important for us to please Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, because we never get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless we please Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are many, many are there. So we will restrict something, you know, which is known to many people and unknown to some people. So as a small boy, we know that, how he was enacting in the dramas and how he was remembering Lakshman and how he was, you know, falling down unconscious, how they, you know, somehow brought acting, you know, brought some jati buti from Himalayas and revived him. This shows how Nityananda Prabhu is completely absorbed whenever he does something. So this mood of Nityananda Prabhu, when we ask his blessing, ask his mercy, so he can grant us, so that we can also in the footsteps of Nityananda Prabhu, in completely absorbing while we chanting, reading, hearing, attending anything, we can have complete absorption. The effect of complete absorption is something the nectarian pastime of Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Prabhu, can be revealed through Nityananda's mercy. When Jiva Goswami also wants to, you know, go to Mayapur, and he took the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Jiva Goswami, you know, could see every place in present. Nityananda Prabhu personally took Jiva Goswami in many places, and he told what the pastime. So it is, when our spiritual master takes us all this pastime, he can reveal us what exactly. Otherwise, we alone going, nothing can come in our mind. So Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful on Jiva Goswami. It is not that only Jiva Goswami, many places we have seen that he asked Raghunandan Das, to get two Kandamba flower for the worship of Nityai Gauchandra. So he said, we don't have Kadamba flower. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, you go and see yourself. So he went to garden, there were two flowers. So it is also mercy of, from that day, every day two Kadamba flowers were coming, because Nityananda Prabhu loves Kadamba flowers. So for the worship, Raghunandan never had any, you know, shortage of flowers throughout his lifetime. Every day they were giving. It's a special mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is also known as Avadhut, because they were, you know, Advaita Chandra Prabhu always used to talk, you are Avadhut, you don't have father, mother, you don't have teacher, you don't know what, from where you came. They are having the mock fighting. Actually, we should not contemplate anything on that, because they are all Supreme Lord. Because one is the enjoyer, one is the servitor mode. Nityananda Prabhu and Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu mainly, and Lakshman, they are in the servitor mode. Though they are Supreme Personality of the Godhead, but they want to serve Krishna, another Supreme Personality of the original Adi Krishna, because that's their mood everywhere. When he was coming as Avadhuta and he was hiding in Namanandan place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see, he could go there and bring Nityananda Prabhu. And sometimes Nityananda Prabhu was going in ecstasy and he's becoming naked in front of many people. It looks, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking very, very awkward. One time he used to dress Nityananda Prabhu and he used to tell him, please see that you behave properly, don't behave. Because he was in complete mood, he doesn't have anything external to come in between, and so he doesn't bother about dress and other things. So he was, you know, completely want to serve. He was thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. And he wants to reveal to the world how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The other example, we know that when this Jagai Matai hurt Nityananda Prabhu, even then he wants to liberate, because he has given them already shelter. Once he gives shelter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot say no to them. Previously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just see, in another 2 days, how these people are liberated. Even Advaita Acharya also telling, predicting, how Nityananda Prabhu, once he glances, they will be delivered. So these people are most abominable people, though they are Brahman, they have done all the sins which is possible in this, you know, world. Because even Chitragupta and his servants were so much, you know, tired of writing all the sins. So when Nityananda Prabhu wanted to liberate them, why? Because he wants to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can say, the most fallen, these two people, when you can deliver them, then what is the other people easily develop them. So Jagai Mata, Mahidra, he was, were not, you know, fit to be delivered, but because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, they could deliver and they become the one of the nice devotees. And we take, sometimes when we go there, we take their blessing, mercy from them also. So this shows how Nityananda Prabhu can, you know, and he was, he doesn't want anything to come in between his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glory and other things. So one of the times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda, he broke it. He says, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why he needs this danda? You are coming in between him and Supreme Personality of the Godhead. He doesn't want, so he broke it. And he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you were in ecstasy, so you fell down that danda and broke. I didn't break. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew inside what is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. He was very much pleased. But outside, he to show, he was thinking, no, he was blaming Nityananda Prabhu. He shows the Lord's intention is always good towards devotees and other people also, because he doesn't differentiate. But one who chants the name of the Lord, he is partial to them because he wants to protect them in everywhere. So when these pastimes are there of Nityananda Prabhu, we all know that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to preach, go to Navadvip, another place, and preach. So he had his associates, they were going. When they were in such a, Nityananda Prabhu and their all associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, when they were walking, they were not bothered which direction they go. Sometimes they used to go, you know, 10 miles, 20 miles in the wrong direction. They should ask. Then they should ask, where is Navadvip, where is Mayapur, where is other places? They intend to go there. So they said, the villagers used to say, you already came wrong direction, 10 miles, 15 miles. You go back. And again they used to go back. There also they are not bothered. They are also not bothered where they are going. Again they, you know, ask the people where we are directed. Again villagers to say, no, you have come to the wrong direction, you have to go back. So he used to go back. It happened many times, unknowingly, because they were in full ecstasy of absorption, complete absorption of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that villagers, whenever they used to go and dance, Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu, his dances and singing, all the devotees also, it was so much. All the villagers used to come. Small children used to come. They used to, you know, climb the tree, which is, doesn't have proper branch, but they used to go top of the tree that was cannot hold anything, their weight, but it was holding nicely. And that boys, you know, chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya. And they were in so much ecstasy, nothing happened to them. They didn't ask for food, anything, 24, 48 hours. So it was going on. So that's the power of Nityananda Prabhu. If when he induces, when he gives the so much nectar of, we can relish it, then we cannot come into external, in a world. We are so much absorbed once he gives us that benediction. So he was giving that type of, you know, benediction to all these villagers. And when they go back to their villages, they go on chanting. The whole villages is converted because he want to show the power of, you know, Lord's name. He want to show that is this, there is nothing else in this world is more powerful than Lord's name. That's why he wants to spread. And he wants to spread such a fast, even the small children are enthused to chant the name of the Lord. That's the power of Lord Nityananda. Then we know that when Shivananda Sen was late by giving accommodation to Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu cursed that his children will die. His wife was so much worried, Shivananda Sen. He was telling what, you know, we are doing so much, but Nityananda Prabhu was, you know, disappointed. So Shivananda Sen said, he's also, you know, very exalted duty. He could understand. He has done a mistake. So he falls in the feet of Nityananda Prabhu to pardon him. And Nityananda Prabhu kicks him on his head. Then he says, what he says? He says, there is no one more fortunate than me. Today you you know, you punish me thinking I am your servant. I, you know, did some mistakes. This is the most fortunate I am. So Nityananda Prabhu could see, and he wants to reveal how Sivananda Sen. And he was actually, Sivananda Sen was shouting at wife, who gave us the children, Nityananda Prabhu? And if he is taking, what is wrong with that? Don't worry, all these things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also knows these incidents inside, because Amoga, one of the relative of Sivananda Sen, went earlier to, you know, in not proper dress. Govinda was chastising him, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, he's in agony. He was knowing that. And when the Sivananda Sen and his wife came with the three children, he said to Govinda, give my all my remnants to these three children. So he wanted to safeguard, because in the public eyes, whenever Nityananda Prabhu says something should happen, it will happen. So, but that is also transcendental pastime. But the devotees, once they know Nityananda Prabhu's anger is also transcendental, it will benefit us. Then, if anger can benefit us, when we please Nityananda Prabhu, how much it should benefit us? We should know that. That is, our mood should be like that. Another time, you know, Nityananda Prabhu was, you know, breastfed by Mataji, who's wife of Shiva Stako. She was old, she's not, but when he wants to have milk, the breast becomes so, you know, milk was pouring. So that is, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why you are keeping Nityananda Prabhu? He's avadhut and he misbehaves. So why you want to keep? Then Shiva Stakur said, whenever, if he comes from a bottle or he comes from a liquor, then I don't think anything, but I want to associate with Nityananda Prabhu. You are only testing me. I know, because he is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. He is not different from you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did a nice abhishek for Nityananda Prabhu. So it shows how Nityananda Prabhu was very, very, you know, exalted. One of the most auspicious day today. And yesterday, when we celebrate today is India. Why auspicious? Because once we get His mercy, no one can do anything to us in this world or any world. So that's the power of Nityananda Prabhu. One of the time he was having so many jewelries. And he was staying, you know, in some of the place today. And some of the thief of that surrounding, famous thief, they want to rob Nityananda. And they came first day, they saw so many guards are there. They were 7 foot, 9, 10 feet with the so many. They are thinking, we can't touch these people. We see when the guards are not there, then we will wait. They waited another 7 to 15 days. And they now they thought they will go. That time what happened, they fell, all the people fell on the dark well. Some of them fell on the thorn, everything. So if the intention is robbing Nityananda Prabhu, or if the intention is making him unhappy, the intention is of, you know, making his devotees unhappy, then our path will be very, very, you know, very difficult for us. Nityananda Prabhu will make very difficult, like that thief, he made very difficult for them. Of course, then he recognized, he gave them, you know, he pardoned them. So we should be careful not to do any offense of the devotees of the Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Prabhu. They are very, very dear to them. They never want anything. Whatever external things, they do it. That we should not, you know, think they are doing wrong way, because we don't know them anywhere. So Nityananda is the support of the whole universe. He has a Adisheshi supports, and he gives shelter to all the people, whoever, you know, going to him for the shelter. And another thing is, when he satisfies, it is guaranteed that we will get the biggest shelter of all our life, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and love of Krishna, when we get it. So here, when the Yamaraj came to know that Jagai Madaya delivered, what is his mood? He fell unconscious with ecstasy. He's thinking, oh, great, Nitai, Gaurchandra, they are the greatest avatar in this world. and what they are giving. No one has given any time in history when they are giving. They are opening the treasure house and openly giving. They are not seeing patra patra. They are not seeing anybody's qualification. That's the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Whenever he used to go, you know, used to go and whenever they are milking, he used to drink milk from the, and it was Haridas Thakur who was got chastisement from the owner, and he used to go there and see Nityananda Prabhu, some unmarried girls. He used to ask them whether you can marry him. Actually, one way we see that if they know little bit of Nityananda Prabhu, they would have surrendered to him long back. But he was testing them whether, but Haridas Thakur also always knows his ecstasy. So he used to say, okay, Nityananda Prabhu, whatever you do, I will get the chastisement. That is my part. I will be benefited much more. So Nityananda Prabhu also knows all these things because they were completely absorbed in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they want to celebrate. They want to induce whole world in this ocean of nectar so that everyone get mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We should always think Nityananda Prabhu Trayodashi is the most important than any other festival for us as Brahma Gaudiya. We should not neglect for anything. All day we have to chant the name of Lord Nityananda. All day we have to sing the songs of Nityananda. So when Nityananda is pleased with our endeavor, there is no doubt that all these hurdles, all the miseries in attaining Krishna will go within short time. That is the mercy. That's the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, because he is the one who gives, who is guarantees to give, you know, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are in right because of our Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, because of our spiritual master, because of our Prabhupada, because of our Acharya, because of Rupa Goswami, all these things people help us giving blessing completely. Then this is real shelter. So we should not take very lightly all this festival. We should be completely surrendered, completely helping, you know, whatever festival is coming and going. We have to be part of it, and we should completely rejoice, enjoy and relish all the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. I'll stop here. If any question, any correction, if adding pastime. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu Dandavat. I really like the analogy you were giving about the grass that is detached from the root, how it becomes.
Yeah, that is why we have to bring many, many people in the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. They are disconnected. That is why their color is changing.
Yeah.
That's Prabhupada's, you know, Prabhupada can see everything. We cannot see all this in our vision.
Very true, Prabhu. Thank you so much for that.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for wonderful class. Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Wonderful.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Very nice. Wonderful class. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for your very nice reception and hearing power.
And you said it very nicely, explained it very nicely as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for hearing patiently. Mataji, no question is there, can we stop?
Yes, Prabhu.
No correction, no correction, no.
So then we can end the class. Vancha Kalpatiya Prasak.
All Vaishnav and Vaishnav ke liye jai.
Murari Vallabh Prabhu ki jai.